Welles Torres versus Holder. Mr. Kreiselman.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Matthew Kreiselman, and I represent the petitioner Guillermo Benuelos Torres. Mr. Benuelos Torres was placed in proceedings on July 28, 2009. A little under a year later, he was denied a continuance at his second master calendar hearing due to the fact that the judge believed that he was a serious danger to the community because he had three previous DUI arrests. Mr. Benuelos Torres had a pending visa petition, which had been filed by his sister, a United States citizen, in 1997. So at that point that he appeared in immigration court, he had already been waiting 12 years in order to file for adjustment of status. Given the visa petition was not yet current, so Mr. Benuelos Torres was not eligible to file for adjustment of status. However, the judge did not use that as one of his reasons to deny the continuance. The judge merely used the reason that Mr. Benuelos Torres had three DUI convictions which did not make him statutory ineligible to apply for adjustment of status.
You know, we have to uphold the IJ's decision to deny a continuance unless the decision was made without a rational explanation or inexplicably departed from established policies or rested on an impermissible basis, such as invidious discrimination. Which of these grounds do you contend apply here?
The immigration judge did not follow the Board of Immigration Appeals precedent in matter of Hashmi in fully looking at the factors and seeing if there was good cause to grant a continuance.
He overlooked
the fact that the petitioner was your petitioner was eligible to adjust his status under 245I because if the visa petition was filed a long time ago, and once he leaves the country, he would no longer be eligible under that provision. The DHS position under Hashmi is something that the judge is supposed to look at. The government voiced no objection to a continuance in this case. Whether the underlying petition is prima facie eligible, in this case it was a brother-brother relationship, and the government didn't assert that there wasn't a proper relationship for a visa petition. He didn't even look at whether the adjustment application would merit a favorable exercise of discretion, given that a DUI conviction would be something that the judge could look at in the exercise of discretion for an adjustment application. However, the immigration judge did not state that he would have denied the adjustment application. He only stated that he was denying the continuance because he believed that the petitioner was a danger to the community. The immigration judge did not allow the petitioner an opportunity to cite any favorable factors in his case. All he did was, at the first master hearing, hearing that the petitioner had a DUI conviction, he asked the petitioner to bring in his driving record. After looking at the driving record, he didn't give the petitioner a full chance to explain what had happened. On the record, there is a statement from the petitioner that the first DUI was while he was riding a bike. The second DUI was while he was in his car. I believe it was turned on, however, it was parked. The third DUI, given it was, he didn't have an explanation at that point because the record wasn't fully developed. When the judge didn't give him an opportunity, this court has reversed the denial of a continuance in a case where reason for denying the continuance request was the absence of an immediately available visa petition. That was in Ahmed v. Gonzalez, a case cited by the government. In that case, it was the same type of position a visa petition. It was a brother, I believe it was a sister-brother relationship, so it's under the F4 category. In that case, the amount of time between the current priority dates and the priority date in which the visa petition was filed was 3 years. In this case, it's currently at 1 year. And just from the government at no time alleged that Guillermo was removable due to any other criminal convictions. He was only cited for he was only placed in removal proceedings because he had been found to be present without admission. I'll reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Heiss.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. Michael Heiss on behalf of the respondent, the Attorney General of the United States. The immigration judge in this case properly denied the continuance request as a matter of discretion for two separate valid reasons. First, and contrary to petitioner's statement that the immigration judge did not rely on the lack of an immediately available visa, the immigration judge did, in fact, expressly state he lacks an immediately available visa. That's at the record, administrative record, page 59. But second, the immigration judge properly relied on the petitioner's extensive, as the petitioner likes to say, bad driving record or poor driving record. He has three DUI convictions, including two while driving on a suspended license. And this court has specifically previously stated that an immigration judge can consider a criminal record in deciding whether or not to grant a continuance. Interesting question that our office discussed in preparing for this is whether or not CALMA changed anything here, as was raised in the prior case as well. I would submit that it does not. The court does have jurisdiction in this situation because here the immigration judge did not expressly state, I'm denying the continuance because I would deny the adjustment of status application because of your poor driving record. What we have here is an immigration judge that is legitimately concerned for the safety of the community. This individual is a recidivist drunk driver.
Satisfying an idle curiosity question. Where is the petitioner now?
I actually don't know, Your Honor.
Let's ask your opponent. Do you know where he is?
He's still in the United States.
Okay. And that's he's present illegally, subject to an order of removal. And this court should deny the petition for review to enable that to be remedied post haste.
When was the exact date of the order?
I'm sorry?
When was the exact date that the order was entered?
The immigration judge's order?
Yes.
April, I have it here, April 23rd, 2010. He entered the United States, I believe, in 1991.
And then was. Hey, Ronald Lloyd, if he'll die of old age here.
It's certainly possible, Your Honor. But in any event, another point to make regarding the lack of a visa, something petitioner stated in his brief was that the immigration judge violated his discretion because this visa would become current in a reasonable amount of time. The fact of the matter is it still hasn't. The State Department issued its February visa bulletin, and as of that bulletin, I believe the priority date is still for June. 1996. Petitioner's visa petition is for May 1997. And also it's important to note that seven times in the last, 18 fiscal years, that date has actually regressed. So there's really no certainty as to when that petition will come current. And that's something the court discussed in CALMA, is that this kind of perpetual continuance request. They have no sense of when it's ever actually going to be adjudicable. I assume that's a word. But in any event, we still don't know. It's simply not the case that he has an immediately available visa. And also, regarding the matter of Hashmi factors, yes, the immigration judge did not expressly cite matter of Hashmi. But again, that argument is something of a red herring for four reasons. First, it wasn't raised to the board. It was the petitioner solely argued to the board that the IJ abused his discretion for considering his driving record. Second, the harmless error rule applies in continuance denials and in immigration proceedings more generally, as the court stated in CALMA. Third, the board, in its decision, straight up addressed Hashmi and said that the immigration judge adequately considered the factors. And fourth, the factors that the board laid out in Hashmi are not considered mandatory. It says the board should consider these factors. It may consider these things and anything else that the IJ deems relevant. Here, the IJ deemed that this petitioner's extensive drunk driving record was indeed pertinent and crucial to the case. If the court has no further questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Kieselman.
I would just like to state that the immigration judge did note that there wasn't an available visa at that time, but he didn't note it in his decision. It was just on the record during the master calendar proceeding. The BIA did note that the visa wasn't available at that time. In Hashmi, the immigration judge is required to examine all the facts and circumstances of a particular case. In this case, the immigration judge didn't consider all the facts and circumstances. He looked at the facts which would allow him to deny a continuance. However, he didn't mention any of the facts or consider any of the facts which would allow him, which would be favorable factors to look at. The Board of Immigration Appeals, even though they cited that the judge looked at the factors in Hashmi, they didn't review any of the favorable factors either. We would ask that this court remand the case to the Board of Immigration Appeals with instructions consistent with our arguments. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Prieselman, and thank you to Mr. Heiser, and the court will be in recess.
They can't wait to get away from